9:11 the time. It's a Monday on the Mornings with Ed show, and we are so fortunate this morning. A live performance from Megan Rose Francisco, the debut album Origin Story. There's not a weak spot on it. Every single song, bang, 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 just pops one right after the other. We're going to hear something off of that called Graduation. We're also going to hear a brand new single that I'm excited about. I've been listening to them work out. They are worth the moment, I'm telling you right now. Live from our Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, please welcome Megan Rose Francisco, this is Graduation.
Jump in the gun, grew tenfold now, and I can't speak my mind, I can't let things out. Jump in the gun, the language of violence, I won't deny that it's not something we talk.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, that's a groove I could hang with all day long. I could see myself just sitting in the car, rolling up the coast for a nice drive to San Francisco, and this playing the entire time, man. What we're listening to is Megan Rose Francisco, along with Alex on the keyboards, Collins on the drums, live in our studios. That was Graduation. They've got a show in Fullerton on the 6th. We'll sit and chat with them about that. But first, let's hear something else. I believe we're hearing this for the very first time. This is a new single called I Want You. Once again, from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, please welcome Megan Rose Francisco. Now you know what I've been talking about all morning. That is Megan Rose Francisco live in our studios, the debut album, Origin Story. That song not on Origin Story, that a brand new single called I Want You. I want you to hear something else before we have them come on in here for a conversation. I want you to hear something else off of Origin Story. This is called Just You Wait, KXFM.
I'm not in the mood for your sharp tongue. I'm not in the mood for frankly anyone anymore. I wanna slap my bass and play guitar. I might not be that good, yet I'll go very far with this. Maybe just you wait and see. How do I get there when everyone's ahead? Can't hold in this feeling. Should I quit instead? Looking around. Does this belong to someone else? I'm not in the mood for anything but this. I'm not in the mood for a daily to-do list anymore. No anymore. I wanna be in love.
FM, it's the Mornings with Ed show, 9:24 the time. Megan Rose Francisco along with Alex and Colin in our studios. All right, Alex and Kaya, I pointed the wrong way, man. I'm sorry, man. I was looking down. Thank you guys for coming this morning. Outstanding set, first of all. Thank you. And I don't want to blow smoke in your face unfairly. And I just want to tell you this, that I grew up listening to like Frankie Beverly and Maze and Spyro Gyra and Anita Baker.
Oh my gosh.
And this has that groove. This has that vibe. You guys have that chemistry, man. Wow.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. So
that's so funny that you say that because this is the first time I've played with Colin outside of rehearsal.
No way. So he came in. He was the first one at the drum kit. He was there. He was just working himself out to see how it sounded. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, man, drum solo, please. How did you guys meet then?
We met through Alex, actually.
Okay.
Our piano player. Yeah, I started playing keys for Megan. And Colin actually plays drums in my own personal band.
Okay. There's the chemistry. There's the chemistry. Yeah. All right.
So we've been playing with each other for like a good almost 2 years at this point.
Right.
So and then I've been playing keys with Megan pretty much since the end of the year last.
Yeah, ever since I dropped the album.
Yeah.
Because I had another person play keys with me. Her name is Kira, but she's focusing on her solo project stuff. So.
Right.
Luckily, I knew Alex from another band, and he decided to go on board with me, and then we wrote that song together, I Want You, that we just played. And
all right, now let's talk about keeping Colin in the band here. that's important to the chemistry, man.
Yes, absolutely. I totally have a thing for drummers. Like, I'm very particular about certain styles.
Right.
And I just feel like Colin really has a groove down, but I also just feel like I really vibe with him as a person too, which I think is very important.
That's huge.
Just because my music is really personal and I wouldn't just let anyone.
Right. And I got to tell the audience, I'm standing 12 feet away from the live room, and it does. It seems like you guys have been playing together for years. It really does. I would have never guessed that. So tell me about your background, Megan, and how you got interested. What started you?
What do you mean by that?
Like what started you professionally? Yeah.
I would say I started doing the open mic scene circuit since 2014. And then I took a break from music. And then when I had more free time while I was finishing college, I realized that a lot of people who were going to those open mics were now performing in the local scene. And, you know, I thought, if they could do it, why can't I?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. And you already were confident in your vocals? Were you confident in your voice on these open mics, or did you lack a little confidence?
Oh, yeah. I've been singing my whole life.
Okay.
And I did a bunch of honor choirs growing up.
Right.
I did all Southern and all State.
Right.
Just all that stuff.
So you knew you had
it. I feel very confident about it. With all the other instruments, I mean, I play multiple instruments, but I'm not as well versed as I am with my voice, and that's something that I'm just working on through my own personal development. But luckily, I can surround myself with such amazing, talented musicians who have way more technical skills than me that make me sound so much better than I would on my own.
Well, let me tell you, let's just talk about you and the bass, because you were on bass this morning.
Yes.
And hey, that sounded fantastic.
Thank you. How
long have you been playing the bass?
Since high school.
Okay.
I started playing jazz guitar, jazz band, and then sometimes when we wouldn't have a bassist, I would just hop on because I would figure, like, it's just two less strings than a guitar. Like, how much worse could it be? And I just had so much fun with it. And then I joined a band a couple of years later called Free Tequila, and they needed a bass player, so I started playing bass for them.
There you go.
And then I've just progressively gotten better,
studied
more music theory, and I want to be more well-versed in it just because I don't want to be, like, just another pretty singer.
Right.
I definitely want to make sure that when I'm performing that I'm doing other things.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, playing bass, or sometimes I'll play clarinet. I played clarinet yesterday at my gig, and you know, I write all my songs on guitar. So.
I was just going to ask you, do you write anything on bass? Do you write, when you write songs, is it hard to write or do you just write on piano or guitar?
Actually, the funny story, Graduation was the first song I wrote on bass.
Okay.
So when I play it by myself, I play bass chords around it.
Okay.
And I figured, oh, I really like this riff. And I don't think people use bass as a chordal instrument.
Right.
Just because people assume that, you know, keys
is
or,
where
or guitar is like where it's at, you know. But I feel like that's rather limiting if you only stick.
So just now, bass players around the world are slapping each other high fives. All right, dude, yeah.
Oh gosh, there's so many bass players that are amazing, not only in our community but out there. Like Victor Wooten is one of. Yeah, Thundercat is incredible. Oh jeez, Chris Black. There's so many more I could just name off, but that would take up the whole show, so I don't even want to get...
The first song we heard was Graduation.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So initially, I wanted to write that song based off of graduating from college because I studied computer engineering at Cal Poly Pomona. And then it metamorphosized into something a little bit more meaningful where I talked about, graduating just outside of, like, what is expected from you.
Right.
Because it was built in my brain my entire life that you should be a good kid and go to school and get that career, you know, and build a family. And just, like, there's certain milestones that you hit at certain ages.
Right.
And that song is kind of in defiance of that, you know. But it also talks about, like, a lot of mental health stuff. And on the recording in Origin Story, I put in some samples from the Black Lives Matter movement. Because I use metaphors that are both literal and psychological in a sense, like jump in the gun, turning our heads, like we're just ignoring like the bigger problems because we want to isolate ourselves in our own reality, essentially, because our reality is our perception.
I love smart writing. There's you know, on top of having a cool groove and everything, smart writing is just boom, icing on the cake, man. Come on. So Alex, How did you find yourself within this unit, man?
Well, I've played keys for a couple of other groups, and some of them would be kind of maybe like a different genre feel.
Right.
And where I feel most home base is like squarely R&B, you know, and like neo soul. And so that's kind of a lot of what Megan writes. And I'm just glad that she allows me the freedom to do whatever cool voicings I want to do. Or and she's started to, like, I don't know, we've started writing together. And I like kind of showing her my flavor of chords and harmonies that, like, I feel like feel really blissful, and I'm glad that she enjoys them. And she writes lyrics about as quick as I can come up with a chord progression.
Yeah, it just so works out perfectly.
It's a really good team.
Now, when you hear your bandmates performing, are you listening as a performer, or are you listening as a sound engineer? Because you also are quite talented there as well.
Oh, thank you.
So which ear do they get as you're rehearsing?
Oh gosh. Wow, that's a really complicated question.
That's my job here.
Well, even though I'm a creative, I do have an extensive background in mathematics and engineering. Right. So I would say a little bit of both.
Okay.
I'm trying to get more well-versed in sound engineering in general. I'm working on a couple of live mixes of my past performances with Tonali, actually, who's behind the camera.
Right.
And on top of that, I just want to make sure that all the sounds are... they sound wonderful, you know?
Right.
The biggest thing for me is whenever I'm playing a gig, sound is the most important thing.
Right.
I usually have a hard time hearing myself, especially like when I have more bandmates.
Right.
I've had performances where I had a full string, like trio or quartet and horns, and sometimes it's hard to compete with all those other instruments with your voice.
Right.
You know? So to me, it's of utmost importance to make sure that I can hear my voice. But at the same time, like, I want to hear, like, all the sounds around me and how they fill out,
right.
You know? And I just want to make sure that it's an enjoyable experience for everybody, not just for myself.
Well, so far, so good here this morning. Your debut album, Origin Story, came out in December. And you're already working on a new project, right? Am I crazy, or are you starting to put together a new project?
You're not crazy.
Okay. What did you learn from a debut album? What did you learn from that you're taking into your second album?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Okay, so on Origin Story, I essentially just had a ton of my friends play on the album, which was really wonderful, but logistically, that doesn't make sense, you know, to have 20 different people play you.
Right. It's not very practical, right?
So luckily, like, I just want to have like a tighter core group of people, like one or two people on each part. Like, I have another drummer,
right.
You know, I have another guitarist that I have in mind. I just want to like tighten up the people I play music with, just because chemistry-wise, it'll make more sense if I stick with one group versus like just constantly swap people in and out, you know?
Right.
So I would say in the process of recording the next one, I would want to have less people on it.
Right.
But I would also just want to experiment more with less, meaning on my last album, I had a lot of instruments I had. Strings and horns and things like that.
Right.
And I want to experiment with some sounds where I just do vocals, or I just have vocals and keys, or vocals and guitar, and maybe do some more produced beats that don't have any live instruments so that I can have a different feel when it's played live. So I would say that I just want to have a tighter knit group of people and a tighter sound.
Okay, excellent. And as a fan now, because this is what I'm asking the question as now, as a fan, can we expect a new project later this year?
So my plan is to just consistently write songs until I get to like anywhere between 15 to 20.
Okay.
And then from those 15 to 20, figure out which songs will be singles. Like, I Want You will probably be the first one.
Right.
And then I'll strategically plan it out, so I'm dropping singles maybe every month or every other month next year, so that I can have a full produced album by next year. But this year, the focus is just putting out as much content as possible.
Okay.
So putting out a lot of live performance videos,
right.
You know, putting a lot of visuals out there. Because I notice in this day and age, you don't really see people just drop albums left and right, you know?
Right.
People don't really have the attention span for that, unfortunately. Which
I do, man. I swear.
I'm
a lover of multi-songed albums, man. I can roll through. I was just telling the audience while you're playing, I could roll through a dozen of your songs. Easy,
man.
It's just be the easiest 12 songs I ever listened to. Before I let you go, Colin, how long have you been playing the drums, man?
Man, playing the drums since like 2005.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started in like church... you know, band, playing drums for that sort of thing. I found myself being a pop drummer to start out, going into school and learning the technical side of music and falling in love with like jazz and classical stuff to the point where I almost like abandoned all pop music. You know, I was so in love with reading it. Like, if it doesn't have a chart, like, I want to read it all. You know,
right?
It was just a phase of my life, and so I kind of find myself moving out of that and falling back in love with the pop scene of music. You know, just the regular stuff that you hear and. The thriving new music that's going out.
Right.
So, yeah, about that long.
I got to tell you, I absolutely love this band's chemistry. I love what you guys are doing. I love what you sound like. Megan Rose Francisco, how do we find your music online, and where do we get you on social media?
You can find me everywhere at Megan R. Francisco as my handle. Instagram, Facebook. I'm on Spotify, iTunes. Right. Under Megan Rose Francisco. Right. So check me out there. Right. I have my next gig is with these guys on the 6th.
All right. And that's in, I mentioned that's in Fullerton. Where exactly in Fullerton are you?
It's at Half Off Books. It's around the time of the Fullerton Art Walk. I'm playing a bunch of art walks this month.
All right.
And the rest of my gigs can be found on my social media handles.
I'll make sure we keep you close. Make sure you come on back by here when you're in the neighborhood, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Once
again, Alex Collin and the Megan Rose, let me say that really fast. Megan Rose Francisco Band, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.